Nonfiction. This is episode 35, and we are the podcast that every week picks apart pop culture and media that we like. No takebacks. I'm your host, Nico, and I'm joined here every week by my co-host,
Tyler.
And this week, funnily enough, we're going to talk about a show that both of us just watched yesterday.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. We both watched, Tyler started watching it first, and then he told me how good it was, and I started watching it. We both watched Shrill on Hulu, which is a series that they have on there.
I have a question, though. Hulu, if you don't have Hulu as a subscription, can you watch their original shows?
That's a good question. I don't actually know.
Because I know you can watch Hulu with, like, ads, right? If you don't have, like, on PC.
Yes.
Like, on a browser. But you can't, like, on your phone, I don't think. But I think, you can watch it with that. So I was like, because I just didn't know if you could watch the original stuff without it. Probably not, I'm assuming.
I don't know, honestly. I don't know the ins and outs of Hulu very well, because it's always been the weirdest.
It's like Netflix, obviously, you have to pay for, but yeah.
Yeah, Netflix.
I don't know, because it's like, we like the shows, it's going to be,
I would probably be good to, like, let people know how they can actually watch it, but, like, I don't know the ins and outs of Hulu very well, because it's a very confusing system versus, like, every other system, which is, like, just pay one time and you'll get everything, or rent it or whatever, but, Shrill is a 6-episode miniseries. Like, they're all, like, I wouldn't say it's a miniseries. I'd say it's a full season of a TV show. Every episode's like a half hour. It's like half hour usually. And Shrill is apparently a fictional TV show that's based on Lindy West's 2016 memoir about her being fat and body positive and also a feminist. Which I didn't know until basically, like, near the end of the show.
I think I read that, but I didn't know as much as you knew or know now, as you know now.
Yeah.
I just read that it was based on something, that's all.
Yeah. And it's starring Aidy Bryant from SNL. And basically, most of the show, I think, kind of revolves around Aidy Bryant's character, Annie, and kind of her life as a fat person and a woman, and also, like, kind of, like, standing up for herself in a number of ways, if I had to kind of, summarize the show a little bit. And it takes place in Portland.
Yeah, it's not super complicated, but that's the point, is, like, it's supposed to just be about her. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It does a lot with a little, I think.
Yeah.
It
reminded me a bit of, like, Transparent, which I only watched like the first season of, but it just reminded me of that, of like that. I mean, that show gets complicated, but it reminded me of that show just being like, it's a little, like, I think I told you, it's like, I don't know, breezy's not the right word, but it's like, it's a simple storyline, but then it digs a little bit deeper in points, and then it gets really, like, you know, layered on, like, it gets more complex emotionally. It doesn't necessarily have like a million characters that have different things going on, which, I mean, Transparent eventually does, but I stopped watching that show, but it reminded me of that at least at the beginning.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it does a lot with just kind of the simple, like, what the day-to-day of Annie's life is like, to kind of dig into some really interesting kind of emotional and thematic elements, like being fat and what the world is like dealing with that, but being fat and a woman at the same time, which is like two separate things. And I don't know, so Tyler, what made you pick up this show? Because I was gonna watch it. It was kind of like on my my giant list of, like, things I wanted to watch, and I had completely forgotten about it. What made you start watching the show?
You're probably surprised, because I'm never one that's like, oh, I'm gonna watch this show. Usually you're the one that tells me to watch something.
I was surprised. You're just like, I just saw a
random tweet of somebody being like, here's my review of this show that's out today, and I was like, I don't know, I was sort of in the mood to watch something, and I was like it was getting endorsement from somebody I like, so I was just like, what? And then I clicked it. And I watched the trailer, which is also something I don't usually do. I don't watch a lot of trailers, like, compared to you. And I was like, oh, this seems kind of funny and, like, interesting. And then I didn't read the whole review. I sort of skimmed it because I didn't want to, like, I wanted to just watch it probably, but because the trailer was enough. But I was just, that's where I learned like what it was based on, and I was like, oh, this seems okay. I've never heard of what's the main character's actress's name? I don't watch SNL, but
yeah, Aidy Bryant.
Aidy Bryant, yeah. So I was just like, I've never heard of her, but people seem to like her, so I was like, I guess it's only 6 episodes, so I'll watch it, and that was it. Like, it was just like a random tweet, basically, and just being in the mood. Mm-hmm. And it's sounding interesting. It wasn't like, you know, the second season of some other show or another show. Well, somebody, I guess a part of the review that made it sound sort of interesting is that they said it was basically like, it's gonna get comparisons to Girls, but it's like Girls, but not as like white and also is sad. Or like, it's sad, but it's like it's like empowering in its own way. It's got it the central theme is like her body and everything, which is only like a side thing with Girls with Lena Dunham's character. Yeah, so it's just like, it sounded a little bit more interesting because I've only watched a little bit of Girls, but I was kind of like, I don't know if I really like this show, and I gave up on it, and then so I just was like, okay, I'll try this, so, and I did like it, so.
I get the comparison though, because like Girls definitely kind of like was so precious and like very white despite it being in New York City, and Lena Dunham's character is like constantly portrayed as like this really hideous person. I'm just like, she's kind of like lumpy, she's not like an ogre or whatever. And I felt like Aidy Bryant and her character in this show did so much more to actually really open it up to like actual different body sizes versus like surrounding Lena Dunham with a bunch of like women who are very traditionally beautiful and skinny. Yeah. But also, yeah, there's so many people in the show that are not white, like, which is.
And they're not nothing. They're like important characters.
They're important characters to Annie and to the show. And like, it's funny because it takes place in Portland, which has sort of been perceived as very white, like weird white people city, despite the fact that Portland has.
Was Portlandia like that a lot? In its depiction?
In some ways, yeah.
Which is funny because Carrie Brownstein, Brownstein directed the second episode of the show.
Yeah. So. Portlandia show was kind of, I think, one of those things that did kind of invoke the like idea of weird white Portland, whereas this show, there's just so many characters who aren't white, and Portland itself has a very long storied history of having quite a lot of black people that have been also historically pushed out of the city. So it's like, it kind of does a lot to like basically just not only just populate the background but also the foreground with people of color, things like that. The fact that like it's really a show about being fat, which was just
mind blowing. Yeah. I mean, I expected that because that's what that review had said, is like, it is a central thing in the show. You will never forget it kind of thing, like in a good way. But like, it really is. And it's like really, it's funny. It sounds stupid to say like it's refreshing, but it is really weird to be like, oh yeah, there is no other show that I can think of that pays this much attention to this, like, and this show also, I don't know. I think the good parts about Shriller is that it's like it also, not only is it like celebrating it and like the pool scene and stuff like that, but it also is like showing how it's such an anxiety for somebody who is fat, like constantly. Yeah. Like the first moment of the show is very real, like stretching your shirt so it doesn't look as tight.
Yeah,
like stuff like that, where it's just like these small things that you do because you're like big, and it's just like it, I don't know. That's the writing in those parts is like really good, I thought, just because it's stuff that like has just like went through my mind a lot, and it's very important.
It's extremely important because there's like there's been a couple other shows that have talked about, like, there's been a couple of other shows like I think Drop Dead Gorgeous and Dietland that have had that protagonist, but it's always been like either a joke or like this very central anxiety and all about like weight loss and not fatness. And those are two very different.
Yeah. Okay. Things. I get what you're saying then. I haven't seen those, but that's, I can kind of see where those would be going versus this.
Yeah. Dietland is very specifically about a fat woman and who works for, I believe, a company that sells like diet pills or sell, you know, like fitness things or something like that. And kind of her like stress with that versus like Shrill is about being fat and like radical self-acceptance. And how difficult that is, because no one else in the world wants to accept you. And there are so many moments in this show where people are shitty and rude and mean and nasty in like overt ways and like subtle
stinging ways is what you were saying. And I was agreeing with. It's just like there's moments in the show where it's just like, oh, my gosh, like. I'm still thinking about that. And they've even moved on as like a show. Like I'm still thinking about that comment.
Yeah. Because
people just say that stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. Annie gets called a fat bitch. Like, the show, like, literally goes there. Like, she gets hounded in the first episode. She basically, like, in this, like, you know, kind of, like, early scene, there's this, like, scene where she, like, basically takes fun of, like, takes a picture of, like, a funny, like, workout ad. And then the woman who does the workout is, like, in the coffee shop randomly. Yeah. And is, like, giving her all of this like peppy self-motivation.
You just take care of yourself, you could be beautiful or whatever. And
there's
like,
a small person in there just wanting to get out.
I hate that. Yeah.
And like eventually like she sees her again and just says like fuck you under her breath, and this woman turns around and like gets mad at her, and she's like, God, I was just trying to help you, you fat bitch. And like I was like, oh shit. Yeah. Like this is for real. This is not like like there's a lot of like moments like that, but then there's also the more subtler ones of like the company she works for has like health insurance stuff where they're like telling people to like get out and exercise, and like people who are like, oh my God, but you just like remind me of Rosie O'Donnell, or like, you know,
gosh, that was in the first episode. It's just like, okay.
Yeah. So it packs in these moments of just like kind of the insidiousness of fat phobic culture and what that looks like, both in
I think it's key that they also show her reaction always to that. Yeah. And it's never like, I don't know, you can just, she's really good actors, because like you can just see that it's like, oh, that hurts, but I'm not gonna show that, but I've heard this before, but you know, you can just see this mixture of like, I hate you, but I guess I can't say anything. It's like, what am I gonna say to that, you know?
Yeah,
because I am fat. Like, I don't know, like it's just, it's very, yeah, you can see that struggle, which is like really good.
And also how it's weaponized in a misogynistic way, because I don't, like, I really don't want to detract from the fact that, like, fat phobia does affect everybody. It affects everybody, because if you exist in a fat body, that is, like, a thing that happens to you. But there's a lot of particular moments that have this intersection between sexism and fat phobia, which is, I want guys to have a show like Shrill, like I want guys to have that experience. Like, it's just, there were so many things about this that were really specific about being a woman and how you feel about your body and heteronormativity, which is funny because like Adi Bryant's character Annie is like one of the few straight people on the show.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of gay people and queer people in the show.
Yeah.
But like you can definitely see that it's had a profound impact on like her self-esteem, but that contributes to how she relates to like the relationships in her life with men. And I felt like that was the big like, oh, I feel so uncomfortable right now. Like, you know, like how men look at me is like,
and her boss, the stuff with her boss is just like,
yeah,
that's like a lot.
Yeah, because he's all, a lot of people are really mean to her, and she's just expected, like so many other fat people, to just like absorb that into their yeah. bodies until like they feel like the whole idea I think that like people come with to like fat people is like you're just supposed to like absorb all of those comments until you like you absorb enough if you absorb enough of them you'll like peel all of the skin off of your body and emerge like a skinny person with just enough yeah. like meanness or motivation.
It's like people are trying to like get at you from different angles of like healthy or like you'll be beautiful or like there's a small person inside of you or like all these little ways of like trying to get you to like be like, oh right, I am fat, so I'll just become skinny or something, or I'll just change my life because that's a thing I can just do. Like it always feels like these different like avenues of like getting at some problem that they have that people that other people think that she problem. Has yeah that it's a problem yeah.
that it's a problem and that it's not just your body that's yeah. just the way your body looks and that you know like people see fatness as an other, they see fatness as a mistake or a problem to be fixed or to be solved or to be like
yeah.
scraped away or molded.
And it doesn't really get into, it doesn't need to, I guess, but it doesn't get into the stuff of like, it isn't always just like poor like habits or something that makes you big or makes you fat. Like it could just be like a health things, like actual like issues that you just can't, right? Like I think they don't really get into that because that's not really with her, I guess, but or at least we don't know. But
no, we kind of get the sense that she's been fat her entire life. And it's just yeah. kind of like, that's just what she looks like. And that's okay. Yeah. And I'm actually glad that they really don't get into
yeah, I guess,
a reason yeah. because it doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And I guess I did like, they show that like she has been just like fat her entire life. So it's not like something happened or something. It's just a thing. It's just her.
Yeah. But it's also yeah. like, I was talking to a friend of mine on Twitter last night about this show and kind of about like a lot of the like themes and stuff, because both of us are fat women and both of us did get fat like later in life, like, and a lot of times people come to you like, well, you're not this kind of fat or that kind of fat because, you know, whatever, and it kind of doesn't matter because as soon as you become fat or are born fat, it doesn't matter if you become fat or are born fat, like you're just fat. And it just comes with this whole set of expectations and mindsets and things like that. So I'm glad that they didn't go into that because I didn't want them to like, I'm glad that this show didn't equivocate good fat, bad fat yeah. or whatever.
A lot of its focus on the fatness was just like, her well, being that way and how other people saw it. It was really important about, it yeah. was really like focused on other people's, the way other people see it and making them look like horrible people, even yeah. if they're like not, even if those people don't think they are. Like her boss thinks he's really great,
yeah.
but he's also horrible. I mean, he's horrible in other ways than just the fatness stuff, but it's just like, you know, like the last stuff with him is definitely just like, oh, this guy really doesn't have any clue that he is actually just like a horrible person and does not realize what he's saying. Just like the, whatever the physical trainer lady at the beginning.
Yeah.
It, you know, like I'm just trying to help you. I mean, obviously she calls her the name at the end, but it's just like, you know, people think that they're just trying to like help you or something when it, like you said, it's a trying to solve a problem that does not exist.
Yeah. And the yeah. boss is a really good character. So Annie works for a local newspaper, a local weekly newspaper in Portland, and her boss is sort of gestured at as being a very strident, like post-hardcore Portland or like Pacific Northwest scene gay dude yeah. who like, you know, bikes to work or, you know, is very like health conscious, but he's also just a very asshole-ish guy who treats everybody like shit and, you know, like a very much like a like Devil Wears Prada sort of scenario, except he's a tiny gay man. And he, I think, comes through the show to represent the kind of perspective of the like ultra health conscious sort of perspective of like, it's my tax dollars going to like underwrite fat people because they're draining my insurance and jacking the rates up on my insurance, and that fat people are lazy and slobs. Like, he even says, like, at one point, like, lazy bodies, lazy minds. And I just, like, I almost threw something at my computer screen. But they do a really good job of never sympathizing with that guy.
Yeah.
And, like, you see that he is just as much of a problem in Annie's life as, like, the little comments her mom makes or the comments that other people make. But... and so the show is constantly grappling with that, which is so interesting to me, because then you turn around and the other half of the show is every other person in Annie's life being really supportive and wonderful to her, other than her shitty boyfriend. But that's like a whole other topic. But like, she's got a wonderful best friend named Fran, who is tall and black and fat and a lesbian, and they live together in this beautiful house, and she's so supportive, and like, she has a work friend named Amadi, who's also really supportive and like always tells her like that her writing is great, and like, she has all these people in her life who do not give a shit that she's fat. It's not a thing that they comment on.
Yeah.
Like, she has all these moments in the show where people are like, no, you're awesome. And like, I thought the scene where she was talking to the stripper in the strip club was like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Where she was like, no, you've got big fat titties and a fat ass. You, you tell men what to do. And I thought that was so good.
Yeah.
Like,
and then she says it later. It's funny. Yeah.
Like, it's just interesting because like, you see through the course of the show her going through this metamorphosis of like really sort of trying to shrink herself and really not confident and really like insecure, to kind of going in the opposite direction of like, she starts to become so self-absorbed with like being herself and thinking and be like acting on her own behalf, that she starts to like actually push out the people in her life that care about her. And that's kind of why the ending, I think, fell so flat for me. But like,
yeah,
prior to that, it's it was just nice to have a show where a fat person didn't have every single person in their life be antagonistic to them about their weight.
Yeah and they also let her like start to say stuff against those people that do, you know, say things to her, which was sort of nice, because it was like, oh, I can't, I don't know. It was like, oh, I've never had like the courage to necessarily do that myself. So it's like when she just says like, what did you just tell me? Or are you talking about me? I know, stuff like that was like, oh yeah, that's like, that was just like fun to watch, because it was her taking control of that a little bit more, which definitely was like the arc. But yeah, I guess where it ends up is not necessarily the greatest place, just because I don't think they really resolve much of anything of that. Like, it's, I guess it's not an arc because it doesn't seem like it has an ending yet. But
yeah,
I mean, it is only six episodes. But the ending bothered me for a couple reasons. But I also just think like, it just doesn't really conclude what I thought they were working towards. I thought they were working towards something, but they don't get anywhere.
It kind of feels like we're sort of at the end of the second act, basically.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if there's like more episodes coming or another season. I don't know. Like, it's interesting. It's I kind of wanted to maybe poke a little bit harder at this for you, because you kept kind of bringing it up while we were both watching. It's like, so I obviously relate to this very much as like a fat woman who has had to deal with some of this stuff. So how did you really relate to this show?
I guess I'm not a fat woman, but like, I was definitely like pretty chubby, or I guess just fat in like high school and stuff. And like, and since I was a kid, I mean, I was a pretty chubby baby too. So, like, there's just a lot of kids saying this kind of thing. Or, like, I had a lot of the, like, when they did that flashback where she was like, I don't really want to go swimming.
Yeah.
Can I just read my book in this hotel room? And her mom was just like, okay, but, like, I think you should get out there. I've totally done that exact same thing because I was, like, didn't want to go swimming with, like, all the other kids. Because, I don't know, because I was just, like, self-conscious. And, like, there's just a lot of stuff where it's, like, it wasn't necessarily people making comments because I've never been, like, I haven't been in that situation necessarily, but it always felt like people could say that thing that they say in this show they actually say. And so just like some of those moments are really hard to watch just because it's like something that you're constantly worried about being fat. It's just like, oh, is somebody gonna say something? Like, or is it like, I don't know, just stuff where it's like, even like the moment where she's like climbing over the fence and having a hard time is just like little things that you would do, that I would have issues with or whatever, versus like other kids when I was growing up just because I was big. And so it's like, I don't know, it's just like anxieties that I had a long time ago that that I just remember being on my mind constantly and thinking that I was just like, because there's also like that scene where she is like talking to Fran and she's talking about like growing up and just thinking she was, or not even that, I think it was before that, where she was saying like they were sitting on the couches at like a thrift store or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was just saying like, I thought I was just like too ugly or too fat to like never have a kid or anything or never have anybody that likes me. And I've definitely felt that way before when I was younger at least. Mm-hmm. And so it's like stuff like that is just like, oh, that's really, you just, everything about like the, I guess society just tells people that like just being fat is just a problem. And nobody's gonna like you because you're ugly, because everything, because only the people that are attractive are just skinny. And so it just is like a thing that is, it was nice, it's a show just like specifically grappled with that and had a character just, I don't know, just like who has not just like you said, it was like it's always been her. So it's like, I think that's the other part of the show is like, because it's always been something she's thought about, that she has those weak moments where she does like, or not weak moments, just moments where she's like talking about like how much it's affected her throughout her life, but also just like the moments where people do point it out to her and like the, when it like shows her face and she's just like, you know, I'm used to this. I was prepared for this mentally, that somebody would just call me this or whatever, mm-hmm. or like vaguely or like subtly say that like, oh, you just need to be healthy, even though they're just saying I'm fat. Like yeah. they're saying, yeah, you know, like stuff like that where it's like, you're not saying I'm fat, but I can tell what you're saying, but I've already like assumed you're thinking of it, thinking this kind of thing. That stuff is just like incredibly relatable to me, I guess, because it was something I just constantly thought about. And yeah. so those scenes were hard to watch in some ways, because it was like when the characters would actually say the thing like you're fat, then it was like extra hard, but it was nice when she did like kind of fight back against that. But that's what, for me, it was mostly when I was younger, but it was also just like, it's still something that like I think about just with like, even, I don't know, it's, I guess it's just something I empathize with. It's just like, it is something that you just can't forget if you were fat. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard because there's a lot of people, I don't know, there's just a lot of people who do not understand that it's not just a health thing or something. It's not just you eating better.
Yeah, a lot of people sort of assume that, like, fatness is a failure on some level.
Yeah, exactly.
And not, like, well, that's just how some people's bodies are. Like, some people are just fat. Like, it's not like that they got
lazy. It's nobody's job to fix it. Yeah,
like, it's...
Like, her mom being like, here, I got you a thin menu thing.
Yeah,
it's like stuff like that where it's like, I've never had anybody do that necessarily, at least that I remember, but it's like, I don't know, it's like that option's always there, and it's not that I wanted to like get a thin menu or like a salad or something at a restaurant, but you know, they just are usually, they're always like framed as something like, as like a better decision, because, and it's like the answer if you're a fat person or something, like you should be getting that, so you're making a bad decision if you don't get it or whatever, stuff like that.
Well, and so then on always, the contrary, yeah. If you're a fat person seen eating a salad, you think
yeah,
that people
exactly.
are going to think that you're just like, you're like people feel pity for you. Like, oh, yeah. Look at that fat person trying to eat a salad. Like, it's going to help.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like all those little anxieties are definitely like felt throughout the show because that is just something she has lived with. And it was like just really relatable compared to the usual main characters in shows. You know, they're usually like skinny and attractive. Yeah. If it's, and you know, and usually a show is just not about that. And so I thought there was like, I guess I just mostly thought the writing was good, not because all that stuff was necessarily just on the page, but it just felt like that was all understood, that that is something that just you have to feel constantly whenever you're around other people. You constantly feel that threat of like the scene where her boss is like, they're doing the bicycle ride thing and he's not saying it, but she just feels it's coming and it does come because that's actually what he was saying from the beginning.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
And it kind of gets brought up to the surface versus being like veiled and sort of like a subtext, and it just finally comes to the surface and comes to a head in that way. And it sort of prompts her to write like basically a manifesto for the paper without getting permission to, where she says, yes, I'm fat, you know, and the boss writes a rebuttal where he's like, yes, I'm skinny and I don't want to pay for extra health insurance for you. And you sort of see how it becomes like from, it goes from being, you know, sort of in the background to very much aggressive and confrontational.
Yeah.
And I've thankfully never had that happen in my life. I've always just sort of gotten around it as being like a veiled sort of thing. But it's difficult. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
They just do a really good job of balancing those kinds of scenes that are really hard and really aggressive and really nasty and mean with like moments where you see that Annie is cared about and has friends and like looks good and like feels good about herself and like wears nice clothes and like treats herself well and starts to feel better about herself. And it is interesting that we mentioned the food, though, because I remember the scene where she, so one of the things that she kind of deals with throughout the show is like this boyfriend guy
which is funny when you're like, I need the beginning of this watching the show, you're like, this guy sucks, she needs to find someone better. I'm like, oh, Apple.
I got so mad because
I know,
like,
and I was like, I think that is totally the point. It's how I felt, but
yeah, because like this guy is like such a flake, and he's so like, he doesn't tell her that he has like another kid, and he's like just interested in sex, and he like has her in a sex rotation, and like
he's, but he even like, the thing I hated the most is the stuff where he's like, she's like crying because he didn't like care about her because he didn't go to like a work thing
function
with her.
Yeah.
But then she does something to him and he's like, gosh, this is really emotional for me. I feel really bad right now. And it's like, no way.
Yeah, dude. No shit.
Yeah.
And he like, she keeps going back to him. And I just felt like that's the part that really got to me, is just like the like feeling so bad about yourself that you let men treat you like shit, and like that made me so angry because it's just, that
I
is something
Ryan.
I struggle with.
I think his
with.
Name is Ryan, right?
Yeah. Ryan, yeah. That's something I struggled with even when I wasn't heavier. Like when I was still skinny, because I got overweight in adulthood. I always, you see how this stuff sort of starts to interlock in a really toxic way of like, you're already supposed to, if you're interested in men, I should say, if you're interested in men as a woman, you're always expected to feel like, or you're expected to make yourself into something that men are going to want. And what men want and what you think men want are two very different things. And you always settle for shitty guys because you feel like if you end up alone, it'll be the worst thing in the world. And if you don't have men's validation, it's the worst thing in the world, when both of those things are bullshit.
Yeah.
And you see how that really does impact her over the course of the show, because she keeps trying to have this relationship with Ryan and he keeps constantly like just failing her. And that's also something I kind of wish we could have gotten a resolution on, because by the end of the show, they're actually dating and he's trying to be better, but he's still like a man-child.
The second time, he is still a man-child
who doesn't really, who has like a weird relationship with his brother and like still relies on his like mom to take care of him. And I'm just like, Annie, get out. You are not this guy's mom, but like you know, you kind of get the sense that like she still finds the fact that any guy likes her is like comforting. And I understand that, because you know, if you're constantly told that you're hideous and ugly and that no guy will want you because of your weight, any guy who does like you is seen as like, and she even mentions that in the first episode, like
that's the scene that
so you really get that set up very, very quickly. And it's like, I related to that quite quite a bit. So yeah,
I like I like that they have Ryan, even if I hate him. Like, I hate that. I want a resolution to that too, and I don't like that. But I did like that they had him, like this guy that like everyone's gonna hate, but like, and she doesn't even really like in some ways, but like, he, you know, she's just gonna try it again because she really wants somebody to like her, because she just feels so unliked constantly that it's like, I don't know. I get that for her. Like, I liked that as a, also liked it because it was like you said, it sort of intertwines with her being fat and being told she's fat in a way that wasn't like, I guess I liked that one storyline wasn't necessarily only that, it like hooked into it, but it was something that was a little bit like, it was just her.
Yeah.
It was a little bit more, I don't know. It was just not connected to being fat, but it was, if that makes sense, but not like constantly in every scene.
This guy
never says anything about like her weight or anything. It's just it's about her self-esteem and stuff, which is, I think, is really important. I think it was really good that they had Ryan, even if I don't like him.
It was more subtle. Yeah. It was a more subtle way that sort of stuff impacts you. And really the show is about her relationship to herself and her relation to other people. Because she does have a lot of people in her life who are great. Like her relationship with Fran, really amazing. It's wonderful to see two women be like super supportive, and like also the fact that both of them are kind of fuck ups in some way, but in a believable way, versus like, I noticed that there's a lot more shows out there, shows and movies that are kind of taking a, like dipping their foot into the idea that women can be kind of fuck ups and kind of not have their life together. And that's great. But a lot of time it swings too hard into like just making them unlikable or complete failures. And that doesn't feel realistic either. Whereas like this show definitely felt like two millennial women just sort of like, you know, like, cause Fran is kind of a little bit of like a lesbian flirt and she doesn't treat her girlfriends that well.
Yeah.
And then you have Annie, who kind of by the end starts to get very like selfish and self-absorbed and just sort of get wrapped up in her own shit, which is, that's believable. That's like, I've been like that. Like, I've completely done that shit to people and have it backfire on me. But like, I do like that I get to see women being friends with each other in this show. I do like the fact that, and this is kind of the biggest positive, is that in a show that wants to really talk about fat issues and your self-esteem and that sort of thing, it also goes a really long way to celebrating fat people and fat bodies. There are so many scenes where Adi Bryant is not wearing any clothes, or she's wearing her underwear. And she's not just standing in front of a mirror obsessing. She's like getting changed, or just like wearing pajamas without a bra, or wearing something cute that's like also very form-fitting, or you know, like
they also just show her dancing, you know, they just show her having fun, and like it's not like supposed to be like ew, it's supposed to be like look at her, like she's finally feeling okay right now, like she doesn't feel judged.
I like that was the biggest part about the scene where she goes to the pool party, and so one of the things in the show is that there's this pool party that's like called like Fat Babes or Fat Bods Beach Party or something like that. Yeah. And it's basically a pool party for fat people. And it's the, it's, I honestly think that so far it's one of the top episodes of television I have watched this year, if not the last 5 years.
Yeah, because, people, it's episode four. People really liked that. That's what I've heard.
Because it is a scene, there are scene, multiple scenes where the only people on camera are visibly fat and they're all in bathing suits and they're all having a good time.
Yeah, it's not shot to be like an outsider. It's like, this is really, this is it. This is the, like, this is like the, this is like where she wants to be. And like, it feels safe and it feels normal and it feels, I don't know.
And you start to see her, her anxiety fall away when she realizes that every single person there looks like her. And so yeah. she can just be herself for once in her life. And that's like such a rare feeling for any person who deals with kind of like a marginalizing identity of just being in a space where everybody looks or sounds or dresses like you or acts like you. You start to get to peel off that like armor that you have to constantly have on of being vigilant about your identity.
And yeah, which is, this show is like seeped in. Like, it's constantly about like having that armor of like, people are going to make comments. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was, that was a really amazing. Good
scene. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I also like the fact that it wasn't just like people who looked like plus size models, because that's very different from looking fat. Plus size models very often are still women who are just taller and have more weight and have bigger busts and bigger hips.
But yeah. No, isn't it like the women you see in like an ad for like clothing, but it's like, you're not really fat. You're just like a, you know what I mean?
You're just bigger.
Yeah. You're just like bigger. That's it.
All of the women in this scene were fat. Yeah. Like I could see somebody who looks like this on the street fat. Like there was cellulite. There was big floppy.
There was also
titties.
Like older women too, I
think.
Yeah,
there was older women too, which is a whole other like category of fat that we never talk about, because like as you get older, your fat redistributes, so your titties get saggy, or your arms get like the bingo wings, or you get more cellulite along like your thighs and ass. And like, it was so amazing to see women in like bikinis and other bathing suits just be allowed to have like big fat floppy bodies.
Yeah,
I've never seen that on television before.
Okay, I was gonna say, is like, is this something that those other shows had kind of done? But I guess not. So it's like, that's why it's so powerful, is like,
yeah,
it just is not something any show does. Yeah,
fat people,
and it was really important. So it's like, yeah. I don't, you know, it wasn't just like a random scene. It was like a really, like we said, like it was a really big important scene to be like, look at Annie just being herself. Like, and I think it was important too that they showed it in a way that at first it was like, these people don't really care who you are. Like, you're a journalist that might cover this, but like nobody cares, because all the people here are just to have like fun and enjoy themselves, and you should too. And that, and I like that, because it was like, maybe at first it was like, oh, well, I don't know if I'm going to have anybody to talk to. But it's also like, it doesn't really matter, because I just feel like I'm myself here. Like, I can just do whatever I want. Everyone is here doing the same thing. And everybody's, something about that just felt so nice.
If everybody in the room is fat, you stop having to think of yourself as a fat person.
Yeah. It's like one, I guess it's the rare scene in the show where she just feels like she is just a normal person without anybody like staring at her or like about to say something or anything, thinking anything. It's just her being herself.
Yeah,
finally.
And I cannot believe that they, like, I just, fat people just don't really get to be on TV that
many, unless fat it's like people, a joke.
Yeah, as a joke. And that many fat people and that many fat women at once, especially because a lot of the bodies were queer and brown or black, and like everybody got to be like beautiful, and it didn't mean like, and a lot of people there were just like portrayed as like hot and having fun. Like, it was the scene was treated the same way that a scene on like Malibu Beach would be treated.
Yeah,
where
that's
like
a good point. Yeah,
very glamorous yeah. and like sexy fun and like, yeah,
like music is just like pretty, like it's just blaring, you know, like it's just
the music's popping and everybody looks good and there's a lot of color
because
and
Ariana Grande is
and the pivotal part of that I actually thought really kind of like blew my mind away is that they do a bunch of underwater shots because finally, like, Annie becomes, like, really comfortable. She takes all of her clothes off and you realize that this entire time she has had a bathing suit on.
Yeah.
And she
also relatable in- going to a pool thing, like, with clothes on.
Yeah. She has her bathing suit. She takes off her clothes. She jumps in her bathing suit. She jumps into the water. And then they do a bunch of underwater shots. Yeah. Where they show her swimming.
Yeah, and like they'll and like you see the other people sort of drift by, and it's really good.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's the thing is, it's beautiful, and it's the like undersides of like a bunch of like fat legs and thighs and asses, and it's also Adi Bryant swimming in the water, and like her fat is jiggling all over the place because it's water, and that's what happens with like your arms and your legs is like stuff jiggles. And at no point do you feel like it's being exploitative or cheap. It's showing her in the same way that we would see like some sinuous model swimming.
Yeah.
The
it was
water.
Like graceful in a way that it wasn't just leering or anything. Or it wasn't leering at all. Like it just was
graceful.
Yeah.
Graceful is a good word. I like that. Yeah.
Because the music and everything, and it's just like underwater, so it just feels like light, and it, I don't know, it just is really good.
Yeah. I just, I don't know, like, I felt like this show is doing a lot, and it's like, and it's doing more things than I think I've seen any other show do with this topic ever. And
yeah.
you really do get a sense that it has such a smartness to it, because so many of the people who worked on this show, I mean, it's based on a book by Lindy West, who is a very outspoken fat feminist. It's based on her book. She also had, like, I think writing credits for the show as well. And many of the episodes were directed by, like, women as well. Same with, like, I think some of the producers as well. And you just get the sense that the people who were making this show, whether it was the directors or the cinematographers or the writers, understand this topic and many of the topics they were tackling on a very deep personal level. And that's what, I mean, this is something I thought about when like I was watching Russian Doll, is like, you just get this different sense of what's happening with a piece of media when people get to tell their own stories.
Yeah.
And I thought that that was really good. I also like the fact that there were so many fat actresses on this show as well. Again, not a lot of people who get roles unless they're like the sassy best friend to the thin person as the main character. You know, like, it's like such a big deal.
Yeah. yeah, and I thought even though like Fran is fat and like Annie is too, I thought that maybe Fran would be really stereotypical, but she isn't. I mean, she ultimately isn't, but I thought at first it's like, oh, is she just gonna be like the like friend that tells you like what to do with or like what you should be doing kind of thing? But even her, she's not even treated like that already when everything else is different. They don't even do the stereotype there either, so it's like, it's just impressive because it, I guess they don't do it because they like, it's probably because the women are probably writing it where it's just like, this is not, that's not what we're interested in. Like,
well,
this
also
is what she needs somebody.
The fat, sassy black friend is like a trope in and of itself as well. So I'm really glad that Fran really got to kind of be her own person in the show.
Enough to where like when, well, I mean, enough to where like when something happens to Fran between like Annie and Fran, you care about Fran too. It's not just like, well, this is about Annie. It's like, well, what the heck? Like,
yeah, why is
Fran
Annie
isn't
being
a bad person?
Yeah, why is Annie being a dick to Fran? You know, like it, why? Yeah, like, I don't know.
And that's important, I think, because that makes, I don't know. It's like, yes, it's really a lot about Annie, but it's also important that she had, like you said earlier, like she has friends that really support her, like her work friend guy, Amadi. Is that his name?
Amadi.
I like, it's a small thing. I don't know why I like this so much, but something about the thing where like she doesn't go to like a horse show with him or whatever.
Yeah.
And it like the episode ends with him like texting her a bunch, like, where are you? And then the next episode she just like apologizes and he's like, all right, it's fine. Like, you know, like it's not like a whole thing. He doesn't hate her because he likes like they're friends. Like he doesn't like she made a mistake and he's like, okay, that, you know, I forgive you.
They don't do the typical TV thing of like they don't communicate and then it just like festers and
the miscommunication thing or him being really mad at her or something. It was just like, yeah, I understand because friends understand. I don't know. I thought that was kind of good. Just a small thing. Uh-huh. But yeah. And I mean, I guess I don't think we both liked how it ended, but I mean, it feels incomplete. It doesn't feel like a bad ending. It just feels incomplete.
Yeah, the ending kind of, so for the kind of the six episodes, there's a lot of kind of like disparate little like story threads going on. And by the sixth episode, it feels like they're building towards kind of something with like a lot of the characters. And they sort of kind of hit this point where like her parents are kind of in this thing and Fran's in this thing and Annie's kind of changing and she's kind of getting in this very selfish place, and then they sort of end the show and it sort of ends on a point that has her dealing with like confronting a troll that's been like trolling her the entire season, because she writes her first article. And also, again, something I felt very acquainted with as a subplot, like she finally confronts her troll in real life, which I thought was interesting to say the least. But given that it's based on Lindy West's memoir, that makes sense because Lindy West also confronted her, one of her harassers, personally, and then like talked to him on an NPR episode or a This American Life episode like 2 years later. Where she like goes to his house and they like have it out, and it's very much like the, you know, I'm just so angry that you're so self-confident and I hate it.
The casting on that guy was pretty good though, I thought, actually. He just looks like him, a dick.
He's also another SNL cast member.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah. He's from the same cast that A.D. Bryan is. He just like, and then it just ends there with her confronting this guy and then like walking away from his house after she told him to go fuck himself, which is like, okay,
breaking
that's cool.
His window. Yeah.
Yeah. Broke his car window.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, then the show just completely ends.
It just ends. Cause also her mom leaves.
Her mom leaves to go to Vancouver. Yeah, and that makes zero sense. Like,
see, and yeah. And so it's like that's also what felt like, I think Transparent totally has a moment in between like one of the seasons where it's just like a bunch of big things happen and then it just ends. And it feel like you said, I think you said it well, it's like at the end of a second act where it's like a bunch of things just happen and it's like, okay, how are we gonna like unpack all this? But it just ends.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if like there's gonna be another spate of episodes coming or something like that, because that would be a really weird place to end it, because I don't even feel like Annie got to a different place with her
character. It spent a lot of time letting her confront people and be a little bit more like selfish, I guess, but then it started veering into like too selfish and that's it.
Yeah, so I don't it didn't feel like it resolved.
There is no season two, like they didn't buy a season two yet. But it sounds like, you know, obviously they would love to do that. But so I don't know how that worked. Like, it does feel like they knew a season two was coming, and maybe they do. We just haven't heard the news. But if they didn't, that's a weird way to end.
It is. So that's the only thing I think that kind of really detracted from it for me, is that the story sort of just didn't end in a place that I felt was like an ending.
Yeah. At all. It's like, to me, it's like the plot didn't end very well, and I don't think it really went, there was no real character arc, but the character moments were what is good, I guess, and like the individual scenes, like the pool stuff is incredible because that's such a big character thing for her, and also just like something that is rare for television. But if the plot, even if the plot doesn't necessarily like do much, and also her development doesn't really get anywhere, so. Yeah, I don't know. I was disappointed, but I was like, now that I've thought about it a little bit more, it's like, well, I didn't like that it didn't really go anywhere, but I did really enjoy everything else.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's yeah. I wouldn't tell people not to watch yeah. it, just, you know, because I well, I feel bad now, like we probably spoiled a lot.
I know, that's why I was trying to be careful at the beginning, but then we just started getting into it, so yeah.
Well, on the other hand, it's not a show that I think can be spoiled yeah. in the same way as, like, it doesn't have twists or turns. It's something you have to sort of experience for yourself, like,
yeah.
So, you know, like, just watch it.
Yeah, six episodes. It's not like some grand 15 episode series that we just spoiled. It's like, you know, 6 episodes. I think it's a worth
the emotional
watching.
Catharsis is still going to be there, yeah. even if you know what the plot beats are, I guess. And I think it's important.
Also, the pool
people.
Scene alone is probably
oh,
worth
the pool
watching.
Scene alone. Like, we didn't do that yeah. enough justice.
Yeah,
I don't think
you can't do it with words. I don't think
you can't do it with words. Yeah, yeah, I think it's just something you need to see for yourself. But honestly, I think that this is kind of going to be one of my top picks for the year in terms yeah. of, like, TV shows and stuff like that. And it makes me happy that this is the kind of original content that's getting made by, you know, like, these streaming services and stuff like that, you know, in the wake of
yeah.
things like
yeah.
Netflix canceling the, like, One Day at a Time
yeah.
and stuff like that. It's
also
it's really
publishing or putting up that movie this week too.
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's kind of all we have to say about Shrill, but honestly, like, it's weird. I don't always think about myself as a fat person, and then I started watching a show where somebody looked like me as the main character, and it was just it's a wild feeling I've never felt very much.
Yeah. And for me, it was like, I think I said, like, it unearthed a lot of anxieties I had that I didn't really, wasn't able to, like, really grapple with or, like, think about externally in a way, like, see it somewhere when I was younger. Yeah. So it was kind of cathartic in that way, which is like, oh, I remember that. I remember doing all that. So in that way, yeah. Yeah. it's packed. It's funny because there's just a lot of moments in the show that don't feel super, super, like, weighed down by anything, but then it just gets those moments and it's like, oh, it is a lot. It's a lot to, like, deal with being called fat and stuff like that, or just all that stuff. I don't know. It was really good. The writing was really good.
It really was. It really yeah. was. I was really pleasantly surprised by the show and how well it dealt with a lot of those things. I mean, heads up, there's a lot of misogynistic language in this show, but it kind of deals with it with the gravitas it requires. So it's not, it might be difficult for people if you are fat to watch it. I had to pause a lot of episodes to kind of, like, just process, but I felt like overall it's, like, a really healthy experience to kind of, like, walk through this.
Yeah, they don't just beat her up for nothing or anything. It's always got something more, you know,
to
like
it.
It's not. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like it's because I remember, you know, you sometimes see those types of, like, names and stuff go around when in like a movie where, like, somebody's calling that like an enemy or something, like some villain is saying that to some character, you know, like some like side character and saying it, and it's like supposed to be like, oh, they're just being really evil, and then like because they're a villain, but it's like in this it's like it's played as like, I mean, they're being evil because they're a person, and like Annie hears them and like fights back too. I think it's really important that she says stuff back, I guess, for me at least. Because she doesn't at the beginning, but she eventually starts to just, like, say things, which I thought was good. Yeah. Because it kind of confronts those people and shows them to be, like, not good. And actually letting, and, like, making them aware of it in a way, even if they aren't, you know?
Yeah, no. Yeah. It does a really good job of, like, being. I think it heightens some people's villainy to some degree.
Yeah.
So that it makes it a little bit more apparent. But I think it does a really good job of keeping things pretty realistic feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's a TV show. There's very convenient things that only happen in a TV show. But on the other hand, it feels like you would know some of these people. Like, I don't know. So, overall, I would really suggest it. People should go watch it if you can get a hold of Hulu. If it's available in your country. I think that's it for this week, though. Tyler, where can we find you on the internet?
I'm at Tyler Culp on Twitter, TylerColp. I also write every day for blizzardwatch.com. I also stream for Blizzard Watch, which is twitch.tv/blizzardwatch.
And you can find me on Twitter at Apple Cider Witch, on Twitch as Apple Cider Witch. I also stream for Blizzard Watch as well. Also, if you like the show, you can follow the show on Twitter, which is MISFcast at Twitter. And if you want to tweet at us or retweet or stuff, you can do that there. If you want to send us any questions or comments, you can write to us at makeitsoundfiction@gmail.com. Also, if you like the show, please rate and review us on iTunes. It really helps us out. Also, if you like the show, tell your friends, retweet our tweets, get the word out. It's how we get new fans and new listeners, and it super is appreciative and awesome. So keep on doing the good work that way. Also, our intro and outro music was done by Maddie Myers, and you can find everything that she does at MiddieMyers.net. That's MiddieMyers.net or Maddie Myers on Twitter. Thank you for listening to the show this week, and we will see you next week.
Bye.